So opposition player of the weekend goes to Dr. Shane Retty, who has exposed the mongrel mob meth $2.75 million scam for what it is, a soft Labour Party sop surrounded by no checks and balances and certainly no rigour around expenditure of other people's money. This is the programme personally signed off by the Prime Minister because, among other things, according to her, of its success rate. Well, because Shane has got some medical background and a brain, he asked a few pertinent questions, questions that should have been stock standard for any government programme involving taxpayers' money. How much testing was done on those before they entered the programme? In other words, how many were on meth and for how long and how badly? Answer? No testing. No testing for a drug programme was done at the start. So how did they know what they were dealing with? They didn't, of course. What about the interventions those taking part had already been involved in? What effect had they had? We don't know. So did the program work? Or was it the other interventions that were working and who was on meth and who wasn't anyway? The urine testing, for example, he asked, done during the program. What lab, what independent lab was used? There wasn't one. So how do we know, one, whether they were really off meth, if in fact they were ever on it, and two, was it the program or the other interventions doing the work? The fact none of this was watertight is at the source of the incompetence of this government. They don't ask questions. They're not curious. They're not hard workers. They don't dig. They don't demand. They don't aspire. They're box tickers. If you can do something by signing a bit of paper, stroke of a pen, decision, they're into it. If it requires research, inquiry, or any sort of hard work, forget it. And that's top down. It's a top down problem. The Prime Minister's not hard working. She's not demanding on quality. She's Facebook, one liners, PR, smiles, a spokesperson, not a grafter. Retty sadly has confirmed what most of us suspected. This was a sop. A sop and a waste of money with no rigour behind the decision. It's sloppy government. By the way, if this has been news to you this morning, it's because the media failed, in my humble view, to give it the prominent attention it deserved over the weekend. You might want to ask yourself why.